out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 13th of March, 2018. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Of course, as it's Tuesday, we're joined by Denmark's finest, Nat Danelaw. Nat, how are you doing today?
Hello, thank you very much for having me on Radio Arian, the best internet platform for podcasts in the world at this very moment. And thank you for having me on your show again.
You're welcome. You are most welcome, Nat. We always get such a warm response when we have you on the show. You always come up with such fantastic topics. Today's topic, I think, is particularly good. Pseudo-masculinity. Do you want to explain what you mean by that and why you've been particularly thinking about that subject this week?
Okay. So I have noticed in pop culture these archetypes, but let's just try and define pseudo-masculinity. Pseudo-masculinity is the drainage of masculine energy and focus into something that is not really that masculine. We are talking about essentially masculinity that is socially acceptable, i.e. female-approved masculine behavior. So what I'm going to try and mention here is like generic, modern, what you could call masculine outputs, how men choose to try and get some output for their masculine energy. Sports, like the generic watching of sports, crashing some, chucking some brewskis with the bros, i.e. drinking a six pack of beer, watching sports. Eating beef, which is in itself very masculine, but it becomes very generic. I.e., what you quickly notice with this very short mentioned pattern is that it's masculinity and masculine occupation that you purchase, right? Is all material goods. It's the degradation of masculine spirit, what you would call masculine spirit, into something that is merely a material, something anyone can actually be. In other words, it's the modern spiritual castration of men. Now, what I've noticed likewise is how men nowadays don't really have what you would call male spaces. There's no place really besides the army, but the army is slowly getting subverted, and the same goes for any sort of national militias. Slowly getting subverted into like these progressive shit fits. So as we see, the male space is slowly shrinking more and more. Male become more and more isolated, and essentially their interests get put into what you would call an isolated kiddie pool, the pool of male output, and that boils down to a nerd culture shit, like an obsession with Star Wars, beard grooming, you know, generic hipster shit, vaping, video games, setting up retarded battle stations where they invest thousands upon thousands of dollars in making a cool setup for their stationary gaming PC, which they probably already spent at least a 20K on. Male fashion, you know, this completely diverted and perversified output for how men essentially act and what the inclinations of man is. And yeah, it's not looking good for the man in the 21st century, let me put it that way. And I want you to respond to this, but I will later try and get into what this essentially leads to regarding like this Homer Simpson archetype, the soy boy.
Yeah, well, I think what you're talking about there is it's like the commercialization of masculinity, selling a product to people of what masculinity should be that doesn't actually put, it means that men aren't actually taking any risks. They're actually watching other people take risks, especially if they're watching sport. They're not being involved in it themselves. They're living their lives through someone else. And it's the same thing with the computer games. Their body tells them that they're taking the risk. Their mind tells them that they're taking the risk, but they're not actually taking any risk. They're not actually exercising. And drinking is a masculine thing, but drinking will lower your testosterone. It's not good to drink too much, especially to keep drinking as you get older. You will lower your testosterone levels. And all of this is, it's like your body will be telling you, oh yes, I'm masculine. I'm doing masculine things, but it's all through surrogates. And while men are sitting there playing their computer games, watching Star Wars, watching their sports, we've got rape gangs outside. We've just had 1,000 young white girls have been raped in a city in Britain, Telford. That's one woman out of every 70 in that town has been raped by a Muslim. And this has been going on for 40 years. And what were the white men doing all that time? Watching Star Wars, playing computer games, not doing what white men should be doing, which is protecting their women. And the women themselves have been encouraging this because then they feel themselves as if they're not at any threat by the men, because the men are all their aggression is taken up on the computer games and grooming their beards and what have you. And therefore the women, you know, they prefer that environment. But because they've been allowed to have that environment, it's that same environment where the men don't show their aggression, that other races that do show their aggression will come in and will take the women. And that's what we've seen happen, I think.
No, I think you completely agree. And what we see, and there's a lot of different cultural factors that play into this and the long decline of, you know, Western civilization. But I think especially one of the most prominent factors that plays in here is, of course, the sexual liberation of women and men, for that matter. What essentially happened when we opened up for that whole can of worms is that women got essentially let out the sheep to the wolves, essentially, where these women got essentially taken advantage of to a large degree. And ultimately, as time has gone on, their resentment has grown proportionally in that regard. And as it has done that, you will see how, that comes to fruition in the relationships they are in. And what can you say? They start to have a certain resentment towards male nature. And the modern man is not one to really assert himself, if you will. And these women are not really in any position to help men be men, which is actually one of the most crucial duties of women, to motivate men to act in a masculine way. But these women, a lot of these women, I'm not saying all women, I'm just saying a large part of women are kind of marinating in their resentment towards men, and they don't want the men to act like men. And as a result of that, you see how they just kind of enjoy the act of the spiritual castration of men. And the men are more than happy to indulge in it, to be honest. And when I say this, you see how these men, they don't really make friends, they don't do sports, they watch other people do sports, they don't go out and camp, they don't really do anything to test themselves, push themselves, they just kind of sit and watch their football and escape into fantasy worlds, essentially. And I've seen some disturbing examples, and I'm sure that if most people think about it in families, with friends, that they will know of these men in their, they're like 40 years old, and they're still pursuing interests like skateboarding, like they're in a permanent state of midlife crisis, where they, it's skateboard, they make friends with 20-year-olds, and they want to rap. It is constant seeking for infantilization of themselves, wanting to be young boys again. And you know, that's really where we stand. It's kind of pathetic, really. But I mean, the women need to truly motivate men. I mean, if you ever read the work by Cornelius Tacitus, he was a Roman historian. I think it was 60 years before the birth of Christ. He went to Germania. He actually wrote a book called Germania, where he described watching Germanic tribes war against each other. And he would see how the women were blocking off the escape routes for the men, so they would keep fighting and protect their village or their tribe in that matter. And that is essentially one of the most crucial and natural elements of what women are supposed to do. They're supposed to motivate the men to fight. And what we see now, again, we see a completely atomized society where that is clearly not the case.
Well, the women, where the women, you know, they are always at a risk if violence occurs because they don't have the strength to defend themselves. So they have developed various strategies to, as ways to protect themselves, as ways to avoid violence. And they've gone too far with that. And they've ended up creating a boy, basically, that never grows up to be a man. He's never feels responsible for anything other than himself, and is not able to take charge and protect his women because of the way women have been allowed to create men in this way. I feel because they've been allowed to have feminism and men, instead of thinking, well, women don't really know their own minds, is this really right, men have started listening to women. I mean, there's a famous verse in the Bible that feminists hate that says that women shouldn't teach and they should listen to their men. And there is a reason for that. And it's because if we listen to them, we end up neutering ourselves, and these other groups can then come in and take over. And this is why it is partially the men's fault, and it is also partially the females' fault. But at the same time, I mean, women will act precociously, and they will do whatever it is that they can get away with if they are allowed to get away with it. And now it's bouncing back on them, and they're being attacked by these rape gangs. And another part of what you were saying there, Nat, is about men not forming groups and not forming communities because they're sat there at home playing the games on the computer, or they're trying to relive their younger years, trying to be younger than they actually are. And a lot of people nowadays, they don't have the bonds that they used to have. Men used to have bonds. I mean, the whole of society was outside of the home was for men. You would go up to the pub and you wouldn't see any women there, and there would be a strong bond of friendship between those men. And it's that bond of friendship that women find most attractive. I mean, women love to see men working together on a project, doing things together, doing their sport together. That's what women really like. And that's because they like that, it encourages it all the more. With men, I mean, years ago, we would all get together to build a house, or we'd all get out to do the harvesting or do some work for one, anyone that needed work doing. We would all get together and do this work together. And nowadays, you don't have that so much. People are atomized and they sit around and they're at home and they're playing these computer games. And another side of it is when people do get interested in something, when a man does get interested in something, nowadays it's Star Wars or Star Trek or comics or some fantasy world that they get involved in.
Yeah,
and they know every single little piece that there is to do with that. And that's not why men have this ability. It's so that we can study our history and how we built our civilization. That's what school should be about. It should be teaching us every part of that's most relevant out of our civilization. Of course, it isn't nowadays. It's all about teaching political correctness. But that is where that talent should be directed at, learning all about our past, not a fantasy world. What is the point in knowing, you know, how many characters there were in Star Trek episode, whatever it is, or what the Klingon Federation were doing? It's absolutely pointless nonsense. You need to be knowing what our history of our civilization, and that will give the man the understanding of how to make the right decisions in the 21st century. I think that's another important point of what you were talking about there, Nat.
Well, precisely. And really, you talked about how women can't teach men how to be men. That is completely true, but women can motivate men to act like men. And again, that's the crucial thing. Women, a lot of women today is so broken that they simply do not have the capability of motivating their men to act like men. And at some point, the men reach the point where they're trying to befriend 20-year-olds and act like 20-year-olds and date accordingly as a 20-year-old, getting this me first symptom, like this very teenage-like mentality where they think that the world is about them. So, yeah, but regarding the male bonds, yeah, the way that the masculine energy gets, like, you know, gets its output nowadays, if men are to, like, bond, it's always through these very infantile, embarrassing groups they make. For example, sitting playing Magic the Gathering at the local Dragon's Lair game shop, or skateboarding while they're, like, 30, or talking about going down to the vape shop and buy their new vapes and talk with their toke blokes about how dang the new vape juice they got is, or something stupid like that. Or they go down to the saloon and talk with their rather metrosexual friend about how they groom their beard and how they purchased a 75-pound product to groom their beard with, like, this weird beeswax, some shit like that. And, you know, just like a matter of, like, them watching sports together, you know, watching sports and, you know, looking at people who are training the body for a specific purpose and, you know, essentially being exceptional, you know, it can be awe-inducing. However, when you remove yourself from achieving anything of that sort, of anything that will induce awe in other people, that's when it becomes non-productive. That's when the castration of the male spirit happens. And, you know, this whole thing about socially acceptable male outputs, you know, that's where we're standing. And, you know, with understanding history, you know, history in itself is, and reading up on your own people's history in today's age is essentially a revolutionary act. And as that is a revolutionary act, it essentially fortresses man in the image of iron.
Well, I think another aspect of it as well is this materialism. I mean, what you're talking about there, going to the vape shop, going to beauty products, and it's the same with people boasting about the car that they've got. They spend lots of money, and they think people will be impressed because they got lots of money, because they've spent lots of money on something. They have a whole DVD collection or something, or they have an impressive stereo. And in times gone past, people would be talking about what they created, about the shed that they built, about the wooden toys that they carved for their children, about the extension that they were building on their house. If it came to a car, they would be rebuilding a car or renovating a car or taking an engine out and putting it back together again. All these sensible things that men used to do with their hands that would take up their time. You would go to work, you would do your 8-10 hours at work, and then when men would come back, they'd have their dinner prepared for them, and then they would have to do work around the house. So they would be repairing things, they'd be working on things, that they would know how to repair things. And nowadays, people just, you know, everything breaks down and you're expected to just buy a new one rather than repair it, rather than know how things work. I mean, a man should know how to do all these different things. He should be a jack of all trades, not just concentrating on one. If there's a problem with the plumbing or a problem with the electricity, you don't want to be hiring somebody to do that. You want to be able to fix it yourself. You want to be able to do it straight away. And that's what a woman would look for in a man, is somebody that was capable of doing all these things, not somebody who can complete up to a certain level on a computer game, or who knows all there is to know about Star Wars or anime or anything like that. I mean, all of those things are fantasy worlds. And it's good to have a bit of imagination, and it's good to have a bit of relaxation and entertainment, but it shouldn't take up the whole of your life. It shouldn't be the goal of your life. That should just be in the small amount of time when you need to relax, but that shouldn't be, you know, the reason for working. Note. Go on.
I think if anyone has the impression that knowing all of the characters from High School Girl Adventure 7 is, you know, a masculine good thing, they really need to reevaluate what they're doing with their time.
I wouldn't even know what that was, Nat. I would not even know what that was. I don't think any man should.
No, no. But I'm sorry I threw you off there.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm wondering what it is now. I'm thinking, what is it? Is that something to do with anime?
Yeah, you know, it's just something I made up, but it would not surprise me if it was true. But yeah, you know, men need to find new places of gathering. And, you know, it could be something as generic as going to a shitty gym to work out together with other friends or even camping. You know, places where men can get positive reaffirmation. Men, and you know, as humans are social beings, they reflect themselves in their surroundings as we are social creatures, you know. And, you know, men get their reaffirmation through three primary things. Through the success of their labor, through their wives, and through their male comrades. That's how males normally get, like, natural reaffirmation in what they're doing. And, you know, if that gets put into something positive, and you see all these internet forums where men sit and talk about their computer setups, and, you know, and that really, that's really something that disturbs me, the whole computer setup things where they've used $20,000 on that shit. It's embarrassing. But, you know, it's really a matter of putting that the craving for masculine output and put it into something that is better. And, you know, going to the gym, camping, going shooting, you know, these are what you would call positive masculine outputs, where they are essentially either building skills or, you know, building up their own self-understanding as men, which is one of the most crucial things, the self-understanding of manhood. And now I'm not talking about Jack Donovan, you know, post-apocalyptic, you know, bogger bike squads here. I'm talking about real manhood, the man that builds civilization and protects it.
Well, I think camping is a really good one, you know, that you mentioned there, because it gives you a chance to get outdoors and take a look at your country. You know, you can go away and go on a camping trip. You can go on your own and spend some time just in solitude, or you can go away with your male buddies and go on a camping trip, or on a, you know, on a sports trip, or on a hiking trip. You know, you go on a skiing trip or snowboarding and go there with your mates, and it's a bonding exercise, and you find that those friends of yours become really good friends, people that you can rely upon. And then when you hear something awful going on, like these rape gangs, you know, you've got groups of men that would do something about it, would take that risk to go out there and do something about it. They wouldn't just read about it in the newspaper and say, oh, how terrible that is, because it wouldn't have got so far that it was actually in the newspaper, because there would be groups in your area, groups of men that would go and do something about this. You know, it's a sense of community building that we need to have. I mean, the women can't do these things for themselves. They can't protect themselves. They need us to be protecting them. It's like women have shot themselves in the foot by encouraging men to be in this way. And, you know, part of it is that they will never actually say what they really want. And the problem is, men have been taught that, you know, we've got to believe everything that a woman says. When a woman's, you know, all this, oh, when a woman says no, she means no. Well, very rarely does a woman actually mean no when she says no. What she really means is she wants to play a game until you get her to say yes. But men nowadays are told, oh, no means no. So, you know, the woman doesn't want the man to go out. The woman doesn't want the man to go out. But if she, what she really wants is him to be an adult. And to be an adult, he has to have other male friends that he bonds with, that he can trust and that he can talk to about things that he can't talk about in front of women. This is the other thing, you know, men's secrets, you know, women have women's secrets, women's mysteries, men have men's secrets and men's mysteries as well. And the only time that can be talked about is if you have good, close friends. And this is all about becoming a rounded adult man instead of like some kind of boy child like most men are today.
I saw in Russia that they have like these straight edge groups where, you know, you have these guys, they train MMA together, boxing together, they lift weights together, they avoid alcohol, and they keep the local areas and communities clean of like drug dealers and drunks and stuff like that, so that children can walk around safely. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that people should go out and do vigilante things and beat up and kill their local drug dealer, but I'm saying that it's pretty cool, though. But regardless of that little note, men, women, I don't really think that it's all because of women, though. I think ultimately the biggest blame is on men themselves who allowed this to happen. You know, women can't really be held accountable for that. Women are very easily, you know, essentially manipulated by their environment. They're very easily dragged into what you would call the socially acceptable elements. And they will follow that very strictly. I mean, it is often said that women are the glue of civilization and an anti-society. I mean, they're the social element of it. So they adhere very strongly to the social dynamics. But men themselves are what creates these social dynamics. And for men to fall into these pits, and I think really a large part of it is because of the modern man's slothfulness. The slothfulness and rejection of asserting himself. Well, that is why we're here. And if man started to assert himself and stopped going off to La La Land, being a soy boy, or as Harold Covington would so nicely say it, a pale male, and avoided seeking out these, you know, very safe, unchallenging areas of expressing themselves, I think we would come very far. And it all starts with man reforging himself in iron. That's really the key word here. The reforging of man of steel.
I think one of the causes of this is the fact that we have so many single mothers now as well. So young boys grow up without the father figure there. So they don't actually see the way that an adult male should behave. And instead of that, the mother tries to be the father figure without the father there. Do you know what I mean? And also,
I know exactly what you mean. Actually, quick note here. If any of you gentlemen ever listen to the radio besides Radio Aryan on radioaryan.com, fantastic site, you should try and turn on your radio at some point and listen to the music being played. And there's a whole genre of music, actually, that has started to arise, I've noticed. It's called single mother pop music. It's so prevalent. There's so much about these women complaining about, oh, these men, they're all bad, and now I'm alone with this kid, but I'm going to overcome it. I'm so strong. You know, all these songs about these women making horrible partner choices and then being mad about their own bad choices. You know, you can hear it on the radio. It's everywhere. It's such a prevalent problem and it's so deeply engraved in our culture. But yeah, go on. Sorry about that.
Well, I was going to say, then when they try to imitate a man, they have such a bad opinion of men that they will imitate the worst parts of it. Instead of being assertive, they will be aggressive. And the boy will see that and he'll end up imprinting partially on what his mother does and trying to be the man that his mother wants to make him into, which will be one of these soy boys with the beard grooming and liable to bouts of aggression and anger where his emotions get hold of him, where his mother has said, oh, it's perfectly fine for boys to cry. It's perfectly fine for boys to show their emotions. So the young lad won't have the self-discipline to control his emotions because that's not the role model that he's seen at home. You know, all these problems stem from men and women not fulfilling their natural roles. You know, it's very important for a child to see the father and the mother. I think that's a large part of the problem. But if they have unfortunately been through that and been brought up by a single mother, I mean, you can find this information. You can find this information online. Hopefully they will find Nationalism. They'll find the alt-right. Hopefully they'll find Radio Aryan. And, maybe we can help to undo some of the damage that's been done by this society and by this changing in the roles of male and female, and this infantilizing of the male and this substitution of pseudo masculinity for real masculinity. Nat, thank you very much for coming on today. I think this has been a really, really good podcast, very instructional for our listeners. I'll be back tomorrow with Billy Roper. Thank you very much for listening. God bless and hail victory.